You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, our guest says we can learn a lot about science from natural disasters, and that can help us be better prepared for future events.
First, the attack in New York City yesterday prompted President Trump to renew his calls for extreme vetting of immigrants. Yesterday afternoon, an Uzbek national allegedly drove a truck down a bike path in New York City, killing at least 8 people.
During a White House cabinet meeting today, the president said he's starting the process to end the diversity lottery system. He tweeted earlier today that the man allegedly responsible for the attack came into the U.S. as part of the diversity lottery program. In the wake of the attack, the president also tweeted that he wants to step up the extreme vetting program in immigration policy.
This morning in a news conference, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio answered a question about the president's request for immigrant vetting. He said the focus is on this particular incident and what can be done to respond. And when it came to vetting, he had this to say.
We support vetting of individuals. We support very thorough vetting, not of groups of people just because they belong to a group. I think this is a very crucial distinction. There should be very, very careful vetting of anyone where there's an indication of a concern, but not because of their religion or not because of their country of origin.
Shobha Sivaprasad Wadia is an expert on immigration law, and she's the Samuel Weiss Faculty Scholar and Clinical Professor of Law at Penn State University. She's also the founder and director of the Center for Immigrants' Rights Clinic. Shobha, welcome back to Central Time.
It's good to be back.
Let's start with the Diversity Lottery Program. What is it and how does it work?
Sure. I want to first express my condolences to the families of the victims of the latest attack, an act of mass violence, this time in downtown Manhattan, and express my own devastation by the attack. About the Diversity Lottery Program, this was enacted into law by Congress in 1990 with bipartisan support. And there is a section in the immigration statute called the Immigration and Nationality Act, which lays out this very intricate formula for which countries can benefit or participate in the Diversity Lottery Program. So natives of high admission countries are not eligible, but natives of all other countries qualify, with low admission regions getting a larger share. And so under the statute, if you are eligible to participate in the lottery, you would also have to show that you have a high school education or its equivalent, 2 years of experience in an occupation, which requires at least 2 years of training, and admissibility. And there are about 50,000 slots available each year. And just to contrast that to the number of immigrant visas allocated in other categories every year, this represents really just a drop in the bucket of the hundreds of thousands of immigrant visas that have been allocated in our immigration statute. And I'll end by saying that the goal and purpose of the Diversity Lottery Program is to ensure inclusivity. And so the legislative purpose and its practical impact, and I've seen it even in the classroom with individuals who are contributing to the academic experience and are recipients of the Diversity Lottery, that it really adds diversity to our society. And that's something we should all embrace.
What kind of political support is there and has there been for the Diversity Lottery Program?
Well, it has remained on the books since 1990, and I think there has been support. There have been some proposals to change the program or eliminate it, but historically those proposals have not been successful.
And then let's get to the vetting issue that we heard the president talking about since the attack and tweeting about, of course. He says we've got this extreme vetting program, we need more vetting. But what kind of background checks, what kind of looks do immigrants get, especially those who are on this, who came in via this diversity lottery program?
Sure. Well, it's pretty unclear unclear what the president means by extreme vetting. We already have extensive vetting procedures for people seeking admission into the United States. And with regard to the diversity lottery program, the winners undergo a vetting process that includes filling out necessary paperwork, filing an application, submitting photographs, having an in-person consular interview. And even after flying over to the United States and then arriving at a port of entry, there is a second opportunity that Customs and Border Protection, or CBP, has to ensure the individual is entering on the basis he or she claims to be, and then is inspected and admitted.
We're talking to Shobha Sivaprasad-Wadia from Penn State University, looking at immigration policy after the president's comments following yesterday's terror attack in New York City. Shobha, in the timeline of the alleged perpetrator here, this is someone who apparently came over to the country from Uzbekistan about 7 years ago. Now, passed all of these checks, people, and this is one of those cases where details are still unclear. The story may change as we continue to follow it. I want to say that, but was, as people say, radicalized somewhere between now and them. Is there some kind of follow-up check over the course of years after someone is admitted into the United States?
So if the individual has an encounter with the immigration agency, perhaps at the time of applying for citizenship, that would be another check that the agency would have after someone has acquired a green card, which this person seems to have done. But you raise an important point, and that is, you know, what is the precipitous for this individual's actions? And is the solution enhanced extreme vetting as a general matter, or sweeping restrictions against people based on where they're from or their religion? I think the short answer to that question is no. There's no such thing as perfect screening, but the process we do have in place is strong. We still need more information, but if this is somebody who was radicalized after entering the United States, then this really is unrelated to extreme vetting and demands a solution that is narrowly tailored to fighting violence and anti-terrorism.
As a matter of policy, is it hard to make a smaller change, a tweak like that, in the background of this ongoing years, now I guess decades-long debate over overall immigration reform? Is it hard to make a small change to our immigration system now with all this in the backdrop?
Well, immigration has never been an easy question, and the law itself has been compared second in complication to the U.S. tax code. You know, on the affirmative or reform front, I'd support and love to see a Clean Dream Act pass the U.S. Congress by the end of the year, because what is also in the backdrop for me is the end of a very successful program known as DACA, or Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, and the need for a permanent solution for people who are contributing in such extraordinary and significant ways. Does the individual who was radicalized and perpetrated this devastating attack in Manhattan cloud that conversation? Absolutely. But I certainly don't think the answer is to be reactive or overreactive and to gut a well-functioning program that was created on a bipartisan basis, or to create vetting programs that may not even be legal. We've seen at least three different types of restrictions that have been signed by the president and later blocked by courts on constitutional or statutory grounds. And so underpinning all of these questions is also whether or not there is a legal basis.
We'll leave it there for now. Thanks to Shobha Sivaprasad-Wadia. She's an expert on immigration law at Penn State University, also founder and director of the Center for Immigrants Rights Clinic. She joined us to talk about the president's stances on immigration after yesterday's attack in New York City.